The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 342. Hope you're doing great today. Monday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. And so two out of the four interviews this hour on Tech It Out will be tied to Earth Day in some way, shape, or form. We're going to first chat with tech expert Amber Mack about some of today's most innovative products that keep the environment in mind, like a carbon-neutral laptop and what that means, a heat pump, and new appliances for your home that sip rather than gulp electricity, a new electric vehicle with zero emissions, a startup that's doing some great things, and much more. So that chat will be with Amber Mack in a few minutes from now. Another loosely themed Earth Day interview will be tied to preserving Yellowstone National Park when we catch up with a photographer and a videographer who have partnered with Canon for this chat, and they work together on a documentary called Seismic about Yellowstone. So if you're into photography, you're going to want to hear that talk coming up. Before that, though, we'll catch up with comedian Nathan McIntosh, who just appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to promote his new stand-up comedy special called Down With Tech, which is now available to watch for free on YouTube. Ironically, we'll kick off Tech It Out by talking about Nathan's disdain for tech in his comedy special Down With Tech. That'll officially kick off Tech It Out in a moment. And later on in the program, we will talk with an author and a tech expert about Adobe and AI, artificial intelligence, and how there's some really new and very cool things you can do with PDFs now in Adobe Acrobat that should really help you do more in less time. Some very cool features that leverage generative AI. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off the new episode with our first interview. If you're a regular listener to this program, I sure hope you are, you know I often celebrate technology as it can enhance and enrich your life, personally and professionally. But I'm also the first to admit that tech can be downright frustrating, not to mention our obsessive reliance on it as well. And I think my next guest will agree with that. Hot off the heels of his new comedy special, Down With Tech, and yet another appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, we're joined by comedian Nathan McIntosh. Hey, Nathan, great to chat with you.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just watched your special. It's hilarious. So happy that you had the time to chat with us on this program. Now, before we hear about your new comedy special, Down With Tech, of course, that grabbed my attention right away. Tell us a bit about yourself. You're a fellow Canadian, I understand.
Yeah, I'm originally from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I spent a bunch of years in Toronto doing stand-up, and I've been living in New York now for the last 12 years.
Awesome. Congrats on your career. And you were just on The Tonight Show the other week. How exciting is that? The crowd seemed to love you. And that was your third appearance.
Third appearance, doing stuff about tech. It's so fun, man. I've always had a good time on there. This week, when I did it, there was a surprise appearance by Janet Jackson, which is insane. So I'm just in the hallway watching a Jackson walk around. It's wild. I'm always happy to do the show, and I had a great time.
That must have been surreal. Did you talk to her backstage?
She had a lot of people around her, but I brought my chihuahua with me, and she looked at her and said, "Cute dog." So I didn't talk to her, but Baby Dog has met Janet Jackson, technically.
Well, that's exciting nonetheless. All right, so let's now pivot and talk about Down With Tech. And I know your stand-up on Tonight Show was tied to that new special. Obviously, with a title like that, we know what it's about, but please fill us in.
I mean, yeah, I feel bad saying it on a show called Tech It Out, but down with tech, Mark. And mostly what I mean when I say that is big tech. I feel we are much too reliant on about four people on the earth, and we just keep giving them more and more, and we lose a decent amount of humanity in the process. So I have been talking about it for about a year and then put together the special, Down With Tech.
And it's free for anybody to watch on YouTube, by the way. Just do a search for Down With Tech or our guest name, Nathan McIntosh. That's M-A-C. And you'll be able to watch this special, which is really funny. And again, obviously, I'm a technologist. I'm a futurist. But I love some of the things you called out, even with, you know, tongue firmly pressed in cheek. People not being able to look at each other in the eyes anymore. This younger generation that grew up with screens. Quirkiness of Elon Musk. It's really great stuff. In fact, without further ado, let me play a fun one-minute clip from Down With Tech featuring our guest, comedian Nathan McIntosh, with his beef with screens in particular.
It is getting impossible to not look at a screen. Even if you tell somebody, look, you and me, we're just going to go to a restaurant, we're not going to look at our phones. We're just going to look at each other's eyes. The screens of the soul. Then you go, all right, let me get a menu. You can't, it's gone! It's a screen! You have to scan a QR code to check the menu. And anytime I do that, now I'm on my phone. So they come to the table like, you ready to order? I'm like, I'm on Instagram. I have no idea what this restaurant has, okay? I'm on my discovery page. I'm looking at in chihuahuas right now. Not even a restaurant. Even like coffee shops and stuff. The menu on the wall is now a screen. That thing just turns into a small movie that you have to watch, you know? You walk in to check them for the price of coffee, and before you can even see it, it flips over to just a short film of a small Guatemalan boy riding a donkey into town. Then there's another video of a mother pouring beans into a burlap sack. Cool, how much are the muffins?
Hilarious. Love it. We are chatting with Nathan McIntosh. He's a comedian whose new special, Down With Tech, is a must-watch on YouTube. He was just on The Tonight Show, no less. Are you on tour right now, or is most of your work in New York at this point?
I've got a bunch of shows coming up in the next little while. They can be found at NathanMcIntosh.com.
All right. Nathan McIntosh, look, he's plugging a website. He hates tech. All kidding aside, you've been working on this material for over a year, you said. Do you really have a beef with tech, or is there anything that you actually do like about it?
Well, I mean, look, we all use tech, obviously, and just about everything is tech. You know, there's technology in jeans. I like lights. Electricity is a pretty big party. But
that's a big one.
I do have a lot of problems with tech. Again, a lot of the social media stuff I do have a problem with. Sam Altman and the absolute need to have a faster and better and smarter AI truly bothers me. And the idea, again, that we're giving away so much of our actual humanity to people who don't seem to care about that does bother me. But again, door hinges are pretty fun, and I do like video games. And I have for a long time, even though over the last few years, tech has really gotten its hands into that. And now if you want to press start, you have to pay $5. It's tech has gone too far in my estimation, Mark.
All right. Fair. Sam Altman, of course, is the CEO of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. But Nathan, I don't know if you think you have anything to worry about if you've ever seen the jokes that generative AI tries to come up with. I think we're a long ways off from it being funny.
Yeah, I don't worry about the joke aspect of it at all. I worry about the much bigger issues.
Okay.
No jobs, no purpose, no anything.
Skynet, are you worried about, you know, Terminator?
Yes.
Like, taking over the Earth?
Yes. Yeah. And that
Mark,
you come on. I'm not saying that is going to happen, and I hope, obviously, that it does not. But I've listened to enough people in tech talk about these things that that is a possibility. We have let Miles Dyson, a.k.a. Sam Altman, just kind of do whatever he wants, and we could be heading to a scary place. Now, could we also be heading to a utopia where there's no more cancer and we all wear gray suits and laugh? That could be. This special is not about that, and I am creeped out. I'm very creeped out by yeah. some of the people in charge.
And you did mention that in your stand-up special that even people who created the AI are now warning us against it, which is a bit freaky.
Yes.
And I love the joke, by the way, how we're trusting the most antisocial people to tell us what social media is about. They're the ones who created social media, the people who are, in their parents' basement telling us how we should be socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And the delicious irony around that. No, it's really a great special. It's about an hour. Nathan, it's really great to chat with you on the program. I want to, again, direct our listeners to Down With Tech, which you can watch for free on YouTube. Also, NathanMackintosh.com if you want to see a list of his upcoming appearances. And for social media, as much as you may or may not hate it, what's your preferred platform, Nathan, and what's your handles?
Instagram is probably the one I use most, but I have all of them, basically. Mm-hmm. And at Nathan Mackintosh, MacIntosh on everything.
All right, so on IG, at Nathan Mackintosh, and you've got clips of your stand-up, no doubt, and then that way people can follow you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nathan, great to chat with you. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Hey, if you want to reach out on social media to say hi, ask me tech questions, maybe give me a suggestion about an upcoming guest or topic you'd like me to tackle on Tech It Out, I'll spell my name in a moment, but I'm on all the big social platforms. Like Nathan, I'm on Instagram, as well as Threads, Facebook, X or Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and even TikTok. So it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman, Mark Saltzman. Or if you aren't much into social media or you prefer to write me privately, my website is simply marksaltzman.com, and you can click to send me a message from there. And I always love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. Be sure to tell me where you're tuning into the show from, what city you're listening in, or what radio station, if it's in podcast form. I always like to know that kind of stuff. Tech It Out is powered by the brand new Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, the world's fastest mobile processors, in fact, supported by so many computer manufacturers. Intel's fastest gaming processors deliver incredible performance for gamers with clock speeds up to 5.8 gigahertz. Seatbelt not included. Thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. More info is at Intel.com. That's Intel.com. When we return on Tech It Out, Amber Mack joins us to talk Earth Day. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fannie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Earth Day has been around for more than 50 years, believe it or not. But today, investing in the right technology could also help make an impact on Mother Earth. To dive into some of the most innovative products on the market in 2024, tech expert Amber Mack is back on the show with us with her top picks and tips. Hi, Amber. Great to chat with you again.
Hey, it's great to chat, Mark.
So why don't we start with a laptop pick? Are there some models that are more sustainable than others?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, first of all, I'm so excited, as I know you are, that sustainability is kind of front and center for so many tech companies. For the laptop category, I wanted to talk about the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED. So this is designed for carbon neutrality. That just essentially means that they're ensuring that the product isn't adding to pollution. It is, again, totally neutral, which I think is something a lot of people are thinking about. What's amazing about this is that they use a bunch of really innovative strategies to make that happen. So first up, just out of the box, their packaging is eco-friendly with zero plastics and a glue-free design. And then when you start getting into the actual laptop, beautiful OLED screen that is 3K, the Intel Core Ultra 7 processor, you also notice that they are using some recycled materials as well. So they've really thought about this idea of carbon neutrality throughout the entire process of the design.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Asus, and I know this laptop as well. It's, in fact, the world's slimmest OLED ultra-portable laptop, but the sustainability features is what we're focusing on today, which is just a huge bonus. And is it true, Amber, that we can also reduce exhaust emissions with an electric vehicle that also may make a difference to the air that we breathe? So I guess being less reliant on fossil fuel.
Absolutely. So I think what we'll see in countries around the world is that many countries are saying that over the coming years, they're pushing people to buy electric vehicles. And at one point down the road, there'll be a time when you are only able to buy an electric vehicle. So many people are choosing to buy an EV for greener mobility. A great example of this is the BMW i4, which has won a number of different awards. So a few things that I love about this vehicle. When you read into a bit of the history about BMW, they've always been leading the way on sustainability. And when we think about a car that has sustainability front and center, I know with EVs, Mark, the first thing that people want to know is what is the range like? And that tends to be one of the top questions. And I do want to say, as one example with this vehicle from BMW, that it's just under 300 miles. The range of EVs as well as the fast charging has come so far, even over the past couple of years.
And I know that the sourcing of materials is also a story here for this i4, recycling its components as well. So good stuff. And yeah, the range anxiety is becoming a thing of the past, thankfully. So greener mobility, key point here as we are chatting about ways to embrace technology, but also the environment at the same time. They don't need to be mutually exclusive. We are chatting with tech expert Amber Mack about Earth Day coming up on April 22nd and how some tech products are more sustainable than others. For pricing and availability, by the way, you'll want to check out ambermack.com for all the details. Now, Amber, I know we've talked about a carbon neutral laptop and an electric vehicle. Now let's pivot and chat about home appliances.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this is a category a lot of people are thinking about as they make upgrades to their home. And when you think about having a washer and a dryer and you think about all of the energy used, I'm super excited to learn more and share more about the Profile UltraFast Combo. So this is an all-in-one machine. So that means essentially you don't have to transfer your load. It is all done in that machine in as little as 2 hours versus what could take many more hours in two different machines. So right there, you have energy savings. Also want to mention that it uses this ductless heat pump technology that delivers about 50% more energy efficient drying. When you think about this new technology, Mark, one of the cool things that I love about it is that you can fit this all-in-one in a small space like the closet since you don't have to have those outdoor vents. Mm-hmm. So that's really helpful if you want maybe upstairs laundry and you have sustainability in mind.
Yep. Again, ductless heat pump technology is becoming very popular. These ventless dryers as well. It may take a little bit longer to dry your clothes, but definitely not just better on Mother Earth, but on your wallet as well, as we all are looking at high utility costs in our home. So this is certainly going to help. All right. So that's from GE, the UltraFast Combo. And then speaking of the home, Amber, why don't we end off on an air purifier? Spring is here and allergy sufferers like yours truly, this could be something that I definitely take advantage of.
There is just so much happening in this category, and I know you know this, Mark. You know, air purifiers have also come a long way. So I wanted to talk about a startup because it's kind of fun when we think about all of the new startups out there in the market. This is a company called Ecologica, and they have a product called Breeze, which is an air purifier that has two different filtration speeds. It removes about 99.97% of pollutants in the air, and that means in a small space, this works really well. So this is very portable. So what's great about this is, yes, you can use it in a small room like your bedroom at home, but you could also take it with you traveling, which I think is something people are thinking more and more about. So I love this idea about thinking about not just Earth Day in the context of what products are sustainable, but also the air that we breathe.
All right, so this is called the Breeze from Ecologica with multiple filtration speeds, a quiet fan, and it's HydroClear technology, and it's portable, which you don't often see with air purifiers. So finally, Amber, where can we learn more about your Earth Day tech picks?
Absolutely. So you can head on over to my website at ambermack.com. So we have all of these Earth Day picks that are featured there on my blog, and we're doing a lot for Earth Day this year. So super fun to learn about all of these sustainable picks, including startups out there. And I know, Mark, that you're also on top of this space, and it's good for us. It's good for the planet.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for your time, Amber. So ambermack.com, and you'll also be able to grab links to these four items as well. Thanks so much for your time, Amber. Great to chat with you as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
More Earth Day goodness with Kenan when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The heart-pounding excitement of the Reading Rodeo is back, Bucket by the River. Join us May 15th to the 18th for four unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and the unrivaled thrill of rodeo. Tickets are available now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. The Reading Rodeo, where legends are born and memories are made. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th and ensure you're part of the action. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today so you don't miss out.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Over 150 years ago, Yellowstone became the country's first national park, so we can all enjoy its 2.2 million acres of breathtaking landscapes. Well, in the spirit of Earth Day on April 22nd, we're joined today by two acclaimed guests, Canon Explorer of Light, Chaz Glatzer, and Canon
Island, both to highlight the seismic changes at Yellowstone National Park and the importance of preserving the beauty of this national treasure. Hi, Chaz and Nathan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
So, Chaz, why don't we start with you? What were some of the key takeaways from your recent trip to Yellowstone National Park on behalf of Canon?
So I've been going to Yellowstone for 20 years capturing images, and Canon has always been a valuable partner in creating gear that helps me tell visually compelling stories. I got to say, it was great to be joined by Nathan, someone who focuses on video content creation, and I got to see things through a different lens and perspective.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I think to echo what Chaz was saying, I think for me, the highlight of this trip and experience was to be able to experience Yellowstone from Chaz's experience 20 years in the park. His passion for Yellowstone, which is unrivaled, and be able to leverage his voice in the film Seismic. It was a very easy decision to use his voice, and it was also really cool to see that same passion for Yellowstone radiating through Canon as well, our partner.
So tell us about Seismic. What was the goal of creating this film, Nathan?
Yeah, I think there was two main goals. One, it was obviously to showcase the beauty, diversity, and just how amazing Yellowstone is and how it's just truly worth protecting and preserving. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to highlight and draw attention to how Canon support and its equipment that we use, such as the Canon EOS R5C that helped create the film, how it's sustaining the park today.
You know, for me, this trip was unique. I wasn't always behind the camera. I was in front of it. And I got the opportunity to share my passion and deep respect through the park, through Nathan's creative eye, which was really rewarding for me. I want people to appreciate Yellowstone, experience its magnitude, and this project provided that opportunity.
Awesome. Now, just as a side note, and Chaz, you already mentioned a camera model, but what generally do you shoot on, and what would you recommend a regular consumer shoot on among all the Canon camera gear out there? And I'll ask you the same thing, Nathan.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was shooting the new R5C, which gives me the ability to shoot both stills and video, which is a big advantage for us. You know, we can capture a little bit more and show people in real time behavioral changes, as well as shooting some spectacular landscape and wildlife stills. Mm-hmm.
Nathan, in an era where people are using their smartphones, you know, when you're at a place like Yellowstone, you got to get better gear than that if you want to immortalize those moments.
Absolutely. No, I actually, same with Chaz, like the camera that I roll with like a lot is the R5C, because of how it's such a true hybrid camera. Because it has the cinema level features, but also has the professional level stills. So you're able to get both. And I think obviously, as you mentioned, you need both in today's world, where you've got to have both high quality video and photo, and to have that hybrid sense about your camera has got to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. And a few good lenses to go with it, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. And Canon's got that covered for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, big lenses. Yeah, 1-500, 600 millimeters. I mean, you don't want to get close to the wide, nor can you, you know, or you're allowed.
Well, no doubt you're going to need a telephoto lens with 2.2 million acres. We are chatting with Chaz Klatzer and Nathan Lee Allen. Both have partnered with Canon. Joining us to chat about Yellowstone National Park and the seismic changes over the years for this first national park in the country, as we're on the eve of Earth Day, of course, and we're chatting about using the right gear to capture and immortalize these moments, and of course the film Seismic as well. Now, Chaz, from your perspective, how has the park changed over the years, and what do you think the future looks like?
The future is bright for sure. As featured in our film Seismic, Yellowstone has experienced a crazy amount of changes. Recent flash floods, we've had wildfires, even the global pandemic kind of affected the way that it's working now in the park. Despite that, it's experiencing record numbers of visitors, and the staff are constantly monitoring shifts in wildlife activities. To that effect, Canon just put a PTZ camera up near Old Faithful that's perched just outside the parking lot, and we're able to capture the Wapiti pack of wolves in the Yellowstone's upper geyser basin in real time.
PTZ is an acronym for pan, tilt, and zoom. Nathan?
Yeah, no, I think to echo what Chaz was saying, I think the future is bright. He was saying increased activity, increased amount of guests and visitors, but there's been a lot of exposure online and social media with these national parks, including Yellowstone. And I think if that exposure turns to support on the ground, like people like Chaz, nonprofit partners like Yellowstone Forever, which are doing amazing work every single day, to our partners at Canon that are providing help with conservation efforts and cutting-edge technology, like the Canon R5C, that we were mentioning that shoots photo and video so well. I think the future of the park is super bright, and I think it's going to only be up from here.
And then finally, where can we go for more info, gentlemen? We'll start with you, Chaz.
Yeah, for more information, you guys can head right over to usa.canon.com.
And you can also learn more at yellowstone.org.
All righty. Well, it's clear it's time for me to upgrade my Canon T7i. I'm embarrassed to tell photographers, videographers what I'm shooting on, but I just did a stand-up from my home office yesterday using that camera. Still works great. Still with a great lens. Big sensor. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day, and happy Earth Day to you both.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Same here. Take care.
That is true, by the way. It is only like a Canon Rebel T7i, or maybe it's a 6i. I don't even remember, but I have a couple of good lenses, so I'm going to stick with Canon and just upgrade my gear, and the lenses will still be good with it, of course, but time to upgrade to 4K or even more, maybe full frame. Okay, geeking out for a second. You are listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Hope you're enjoying the program so far this weekend. We're focusing a little bit on Earth Day, both with that Yellowstone National Park interview as well as with tech expert Amber Mack before that on some environmentally friendly tech products that you may want to consider that keep Mother Earth in mind. Don't forget, in a few minutes from now, we're going to learn all about Adobe AI. This is a new feature baked into Adobe Acrobat for computers and mobile devices where it'll apply some generative AI for you to discuss what's inside that PDF document with the AI, ask it to summarize information from you. You can export it and share it and so on, which is really a great tool because I'm all about AI to help you get more done in less time, not to replace you at your work, but to use it as a tool, just like a calculator, but a lot smarter than that. So expect an engaging chat about Adobe AI when we return on the program. Speaking of productivity tech, next week on this show, we'll celebrate Small Business Week. I'll be doing some TV interviews from New York City on Thursday, the 25th, and I'll share those highlights with you next weekend on Tech It Out, including collaboration tools, new video conferencing, gear, and so on. So looking forward to doing that. I plugged my social media deets earlier, but if you didn't hear that, you want to reach out on the socials. I always love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. My name again is Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, and I'm on all the big platforms. So hit me up if you've got tech questions or requests for upcoming guests on this show. All right, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out to learn about Adobe AI. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Someone go tell Kermit it's definitely easy being green. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. While the left blames corporate America, not only are green companies not paying taxes, they're getting $1.8 trillion of your taxpayer money. Why did we pass the Inflation Reduction Act again? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Before we continue on with the show, did you know that shoppers are three times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are five times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where transactions take place. This includes tokens, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft. This is because the technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never, quote-unquote, sees your real card number. Yet, it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head on over to visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. If you've spent any time on social media, no doubt you're familiar with the acronym TLDR, which means too long, didn't read. With approximately 3 trillion PDF files worldwide, the amount of information at our fingertips today can be overwhelming. Well, get ready for things to get a whole lot easier. There's a new AI tool that's revolutionizing the way we work with those massive PDFs. We're joined today by best-selling author and entrepreneur Jason Tardik. Plus, we've got tech life expert Stephanie Humphrey on the line, both here with the inside scoop on this incredible new technology called the Adobe Acrobat AI Assistant. Welcome, Stephanie and Jason.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. And we're excited to have teamed up with Adobe today.
Without further ado, Jason, why don't we just kick things off? What is Adobe Acrobat AI Assistant?
A lot of alliteration there.
Love it.
Think about it as your supercharged PDF helper, right? So Adobe built this new tool into Acrobat. So wherever you open a PDF, whether it be your laptop or the web or even your mobile device on the go, the AI assistant, it's ready to help. So it's basically like having a conversation with your PDF document instead of searching through it. So for example, let's say you bought a new TV and you've seen those huge PDF documents. You say, hey, what's the deal with the warranty on this TV? Or you need to summarize a long report for your team at work. You could simply just ask, can you boil down that big report for my meeting? That's the awesome part, is you get the answers and it backs it up, right? So it doesn't just spit out the info. It can show you where exactly in the document it found it. And it's not just about finding stuff, right? It can actually make stuff. So if you need to turn that into, let's say, an email or even a blog post or a quick presentation for people at work, the AI assistant can do that in a snap. Seriously, it's mind-blowing when you see it in action.
So you can have like a PDF, for example, summarized for you if you need to brief your colleagues on it or something. Instead of you reading this multi-page report, it'll just distill it down to its core elements if you ask it for that.
Exactly. It's like all the things that naturally we're doing at work and spending so much time on, but it can be done just like that.
What a time saver. And Stephanie, why are PDFs so important in your opinion?
Well, Adobe literally invented the PDF more than 30 years ago, and they continue to innovate it to make it more useful. This is a place where people and businesses store everything that's important to them, from those tax documents to research reports, really complex contracts as well. And as you said at the start, there are 3 trillion PDFs worldwide, so tons of information to navigate and can be totally overwhelming for you. I know I use it for my contracts as well. I can go in there and get a summary summary of what's in it. I can ask it specific questions about, like, usage. Show me in the contract where, you know, the line about usage is. So the Acrobat AI assistant is going to change the game because it understands the PDFs on a deeper level. You find the answers quickly, and then you put that information to work. So now you're working smarter and not harder.
And Jason, because this is radio or a podcast, can you explain how the AI assistant would work or look? You said you do need Adobe Acrobat, so you've got, let's say, a 70-page PDF file. What next?
Right. So I think the big word, and I've used it once already, is supercharge. So Adobe Acrobat AI assistant will supercharge the whole productivity of this big PDF that you just mentioned. And I think it'll do it in three ways. That's the easiest way to understand this. So it'll get that information to you faster. So think about that 70-page document you mentioned. No more of the endless searching or scrolling. You could actually ask a direct question like, what's the return policy? And it will pinpoint that answer within the PDF. And it even provides those clickable links to the exact spots in long documents, which we already said, supercharge and game changer. I think the second thing, not only does it get it faster, but you'll get a deeper understanding. So you'll spend less time digging into this info, so you'll have more time to actually use it. So this helps you get the big picture fast. And the third thing is it creates impactful content, right? So you can also use the AI assistant to generate content based on what's in the PDF. So you need to summarize that big report we already talked about. It will pull out all those big points and even format it into an email, because we know the points are important, but now what do we do with it? So it can format it into an email for your boss. We said it once, we'll say it again, hours of work reduced in just minutes. And you can do the same thing with other documents like reports or presentations or blogs. And I think one of the things I enjoy the most about this is that while Acrobat, of course, is all about the PDF game, we talked about it, you can easily bring this into other documents like Word, PowerPoint, even web pages into Acrobat. You convert them into a PDF, and then the AI assistant will do its thing. It's really amazing stuff.
Oh, wow. And I also like, you sort of answered my question already. I was going to ask you about exporting. For example, I use the example of a summary. Mm-hmm. If you can export that and put that into an email easily, because I know one of the benefits of PDFs, and I think Stephanie may touch on this in a moment, is that it's locked, like it's a good secure file. All right, so we're going to put a pin in that, Jason and Stephanie. When we return on Tech It Out, we'll learn more about Adobe AI, how it works, and if it's already available or coming soon, what devices you can use it on. So stick with us. There's a lot more Tech It Out coming right up after this short break. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
this is Carl Hundabot. Join us on Wednesday as we welcome the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and get an update on everything that's happening with the Sheriff's Office, including the jail. Also joining us is John Growney, famous stock contractor and owner of Red Rock, and we're going to be talking about what's happening out at the Red Bluff Roundup. All of this Wednesday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Giving you an added boost for gaming performance as it prioritizes that application for you right then and there. Speaking of games, the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws, a highly anticipated game, it's included on qualifying Intel Core i5, i7, and i9 14th gen processors when you purchase online while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. More info on Intel Core 14th gen mobile processors is at intel.com. All right, let's continue on with the show. We are chatting with Jason Tardick. He is a best-selling author and entrepreneur. And, of course, we also have on the line Stephanie Humphrey, tech life expert. We're chatting about Adobe Acrobat AI Assistant, a newly unveiled tool that will help you parse information from a PDF very efficiently. Is this generative AI, Jason? Before we get to you, Stephanie, is this, like, you know, conversational? So instead of Control F or Command F to search for a file, like, you're actually conversing with the tech?
Yeah, exactly. I think a good example I could give you is I just wrote a book, right? And if I wanted to find specific stats or a summary of a chapter, I could literally just type that question in, extremely conversational, just like I would like send a text, mm-hmm. and it will instantly give me the summary that I've needed as I prepare for like media and things like that.
What is the name of the new book, by the way?
It's called Talk Money to Me.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, when it comes to security and privacy, is this new AI tool safe to use?
Absolutely. And here's why, because we know generative AI is still an emerging technology. So you got to get those guardrails in place to verify whether the information is accurate, but also to keep the information safe. These are PDFs we're talking about, and you do want to keep that information safe. And Adobe built the Acrobat AI Assistant with those strong principles in mind. They really believe in being upfront about how it works, making it accountable so that everybody from individuals to the largest enterprises can really feel good about using it. And it tells you where it found the answers. I love that about it. So you can check those sources yourself, and that's going to build a lot of trust for people.
Yeah, it's parsing through that information on your existing PDF documents, not going to the web and pulling it down.
Absolutely.
So there's less room for error.
And it's not using your information to train the AI model either without your consent. Mm-hmm. So they're taking a really ethical approach with how they're using this AI, which I can appreciate.
So as we wrap up, where can we go for more information?
Just head to adobe.com/acrobat.
All right, adobe.com/acrobat. And this AI assistant is already baked in now, or is this coming soon?
I believe they have rolled it out. I think it launched this week. It's an add-on. So if you have an Adobe subscription, this will be an add-on to that subscription. But yeah, it works really, really well. It suggests things for you to ask it. And I threw my bank statement in there, and it knew it was a bank statement. It knew what bank it was from. It was really, really amazing technology.
Hey, Jason and Stephanie, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. All the best.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Well, that was a packed show. I hope you enjoyed the diversity of it. Well, we did focus a lot on Earth Day. We had both tech expert Amber Mack on to talk about some innovations in technology, some products like a carbon neutral laptop. And then we shifted and talked about a Canon partnership with a photographer and videographer and the great work they're doing at Yellowstone National Park, a documentary called Seismic. But we kicked off Tech It Out this hour with comedian Nathan McIntosh, who just appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He was there to promote his new stand-up comedy called Down With Tech, which you can watch for free on YouTube. It's about an hour, definitely worth the watch. Or if you don't have time, you can also find that clip with Jimmy Fallon where he gave sort of the highlights from that stand-up special on The Tonight Show, which you can also see on YouTube. Really great stuff. And finally, we talked about the Adobe Acrobat AI Assistant with
with tech life expert Stephanie Humphrey and author and entrepreneur Jason Tardik. So in essence, we had six guests because two of those interviews had two guests on at the same time. So yes, a very busy Tech It Out, but I hope you enjoyed it. I usually end this show with a gentle reminder to properly back up your important files on a regular basis. Yes, you can leverage the cloud, but even better, especially if you have a lot of files, is to have offline local storage. I always trust my data with Western Digital or SanDisk. You can get some great deals on solid state drives and external hard drives, USB drives, even SD cards and micro SD cards. Head on over to SanDisk.com or WesternDigital.com. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Tech It Out, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode as well. Cheers, everybody. Bye for now.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fannie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.